Welcome to the Hard Water Fishing Show. Jeff and Jason talk tactics, gear, and ice fishing legends.
Well, welcome back, everybody. We're starting season three. This is episode one of the Hard Water Show. It is the third-ish week of October 2019. It's been a long, hot summer, and we're glad to be back talking about ice fishing again. You can find our podcasts anywhere podcasts are, including Spotify. We're also active on social media, Instagram and Facebook. You can email us at hardwatershow@gmail.com. We have a website, hardwatershow.com, where you can also find our gear. You can buy sweatshirts, t-shirts, phone cases, mugs, all that kind of stuff. And Jeff, you read everything, right? Even if I don't.
I read everything.
So if you send Jeff fan mail, Jeff will read it.
I will. In fact, the legend tonight is fan mail. You know, we've told a lot, but eventually you have to kind of reach into somebody else's legends.
If you went to Jeff's house, you would see a room where he has the fan mail plastered all over with strings and push pins. And I don't know what that means, but that's where it is.
I do. You know, actually, I'm in a room and I've moved where I podcast from. I used to be in the basement and now I'm in the office. And there actually is artwork hanging on the wall. Now, I'll admit it's from my kids. It's probably not fan mail, but, you know, it's still close. If I could take a picture and show you, you would be surprised at how accurate your description was.
If we wrapped ourselves in the fan mail we've received and did not wear clothes, we would be arrested. That's how much fan mail we get.
Yes, we would definitely be arrested. They'd be like, put some more on, man. Come on. This is a nice fishing show.
We digress. Already. I'm already going off track. It's been a long summer. Holy crap. Yep.
Yeah, it's awesome to be back season three, though, Jason.
I know.
I mean, I feel like, you know, one season is kind of like, we'll try this out. Two seasons, like, well, you know, we're getting used to it. But season three, I mean, this is legit now.
It is. And I have not have been able to have a beer since we finished last season.
I don't know if I can believe that. That might sound like a tale.
But so I'm glad. So what's your cold beverage tonight, Jeff? What are you partaking as we spin our yarns about ice fishing tonight?
So I started off with something pretty basic, a Coors Light. You know, I mean, you can't go wrong with a Coors Light. There's no IPAs tonight, no Mexico beers, just a straight up Coors Light, born in the Rockies. Established 1978, so it's a little younger than me. So here we go.
Gosh, you can't beat the sound of a can opening, can you?
No, bottles don't have the same sound. They just don't.
I know. This isn't going to have the same noise. I have a bottle tonight, and because we don't actually have ice on the water yet, I'm thinking more southernly taste, so I've got a Dos Equis Amber or Dos Equis Dark tonight, because I do enjoy those. So we'll try to get this thing open. I hope it's a twist off. Oh crap, it's not a twist off. Hang on. I'll be right back.
Boy, you can tell it's the first episode. We're working out the rest.
I don't even have a bottle opener.
Use your teeth.
No, ow. No, hang on. I'll be right back.
Hey Jason. Yeah. Jason, do you remember in college how we opened beer bottles when we didn't have a beer opener? We had that dresser in our dorm room.
I know, but I'm at my house. If I was at your house, I'd use your dresser, but I'm at my house. Let me see what I got here.
I remember we tried that once, and there was a beer bottle and glass all over the place.
Yeah, it didn't go well. I don't even know it. I got a scissors. What am I going to do with the scissors? Hang on. Hey, I found a...
Oh, man. We're going to have to do some editing here, Jason.
No, I don't think so. I think you just let people be on the struggle bus with me.
Is that in the tool? Are you in a, like, tackle box or what's going
on
there?
Did you hear it?
No, I was talking.
I popped it off with the scissors I found in the drawer of the desk. We'll just keep going. All right. So welcome back. I did get the top of my beer bottle off with the scissors I found in the desk drawer, but I wasn't prepared to have it work, so I didn't have it up by the mic. But I'll drink it anyway. It's good beer. There we go. Okay. Jeff, what are we talking about tonight?
This is actually a couple weeks ago. It's the first ice fishing event that I know of. So it's Thorn Brothers here in the Twin Cities area. They're actually located in Blaine. I think it's the first kind of ice fishing event that happens, and it's about kind of trick your trap, right? So it's about how to customize your ice fishing house to the extreme, I would say, in most cases. Not everything was extreme, but something a little bit more than just, you know, buying an extra hanger for your coat at Cabela's or something like that. So it was pretty good. There was maybe 15 traps that were tricked out. And, you know, some of the big names were there, like Clam and Eskimo. And
if I was a development guy for those ice fishing shacks, I'd be there with a notebook. I'd be like, hey, I don't have to do my work. I can show up and steal ideas today.
Clam kind of did that. I'd noticed, like, I think it was his last year, they actually had a display with they used the word trick your trap kind of thing. And, you know, because they do have a bunch of accessories, but this really went beyond that kind of normal accessory into the...
That's cool.
We'll get into that a little bit later in the show, but that was just kind of a preview of what we're talking about tonight.
Lovely. I'm excited. You sent me some pictures on that too.
I did. So we can kind of look at those and...
If I could remember where you sent them. Because I looked at them, but I don't remember where you sent them to me on. What media? Does anybody else have this problem where, like, there's almost too many ways to communicate with people? So, like, my dad's a good one for this, right? You call him. He doesn't answer. He'll send you a text. Okay? So you text him back. Then he sends you an email. And you respond to his email, and then he'll send you a Facebook message. It's like, can we stick with one method of communication? Anyway, I digress. So do you remember which way you sent those to me? Because I did look at them.
So I shared these to you in Google Photos. And I think actually I can probably put a link to this so we can get some of these out on, if we don't go through Instagram, we can just get an album on Google Photos.
Google Photos. Okay.
Did you find them? All right. Well, when we talk about the current events, why don't you continue to find those?
They're not in my drive, are they? They're in a different thing.
No, you need to go splunking.
Gosh. Oh, photos. I found a little... I don't know what they call it.
Link? A hyperlink?
Yeah. See, I see things from my summer. I did soapbox things and I did barbecue things.
I did fishing things.
I did some fishing things. Oh, here they are. Got them. Trick your trap. Okay.
This is the Hard Water Fishing Show with Jeff and Jason. Jeff and Jason.
I'm back.
Talking about current events, I think one of the biggest current events that's coming up is we will have a new intro. You would have heard it before the show started. So hopefully you guys like that. It's something a little different than we did last year. So that should be kind of fun. I like to have a different intro every season, kind of earmarks that, hey, we're in a new season. Do something different, fun.
Yeah, so. I disagree.
So hopefully you guys like that.
I like the old
one. You're old and crusty.
I did. I like the old one. But the trouble was, and I agree with switching it, because the trouble was Facebook decided that we had stolen it, even though we had permission to use it. And there's no way to communicate with a live person on Facebook. So they kept editing it out.
And YouTube would send me messages that says, hey, you're using copyrighted material, even though we had permission to use it from Trapper Shep, and it was really good music. It was causing us technical difficulties and just going beyond what I could figure out.
Yeah. So I'm fully in support of our new intro.
Yeah.
For the record.
That's good. Be fully in support of it because it's bought, paid for, and recorded.
Yeah, thank you.
And you've already heard
it. Yeah, I have. It's all good. It's all good. Awesome. So yeah, I'm excited.
All right, so the next thing I want to talk about, Jason, have you ever heard of a Bob house?
No. Well, I know a guy named Bob, and I've been to his house, Bob's house.
Yeah. So we got a message from one of our listeners. Actually, he was looking for some help with a friend who I think was disabled and was looking for a Bob house, he told me. And I'm like, A bob house? What the heck is a bob house? We're an ice fishing show. I don't really know what this is. So, luckily, Google knows all. So I did some digging, and it seems that if you live in the eastern part of the United States, what we would call like an ice shack, they would call a bob house.
Really?
Yeah, and I thought, man, we have a podcast about ice fishing, and we've never heard of the term bob house referred to an ice shack. Just never heard of that before.
No, that is, you would think like Grumpy Old Men or something, that movie would have had that terminology in it.
And it looks like most of the pictures I see when they talk about a bob house is mostly like a permanent shack, okay. Not necessarily a portable one, but, you know, it didn't seem like that was exactly right. But I found like, it seems like it's an out east kind of phenomenon.
Yeah, it's Merriam-Webster, the dictionary has a definition of it, actually. Bob-house.
Yeah.
A small shack, usually on runners, used for fishing through the ice as for smelt or lake trout.
And there was all these debates. I read a whole bunch of things about, well, it's a bob because he's a bobber, or it's a bob because some guy named Bob built the first.
See, bobber. I bet that.
There was all kinds of different like ideas of why it's called a bob house. So I guess if we have a listener out there from the out east that has the official background on bob house, we'd love to hear from you. But in Minnesota or the Midwest, we've just called them ice shacks. But, you know, I'm always love to hear different terms for these shelters we build on the ice.
You wander into Cabela's and ask for a bob house and just see how long it takes him to figure it out.
No, Bob, he quit last week.
Yeah, Bob's done.
So anyway, it was just kind of cool to meet a new term or think about something. I'm like, gosh, I've never heard of this before, a bob house. And, you know, I mean, it was fun. I put something in here. Hopefully this isn't too controversial. And maybe this is just like one of those, you know how newspapers run the yearly article? Maybe this is just the yearly article. But in Minnesota, I know a few years back, they had a big push to get rid of lead in our fishing equipment.
Yep.
And, you know, that it's not always the best for birds and the environment. And so there was just this article that was interesting to me about, you know, not using lead. And you know, I mean, honestly, if I can get around it sounds like it's not great for the environment, I will not use lead. But as we know, a lot of ice fishing things are made out of lead. So,
well, and I've swallowed a lot of them little sinkers over the years, and it hasn't hurt me yet.
Are you sure?
Well, that I'm aware of. You know, because don't you put them in, I always put them in my mouth, you know, and you pinch the end with your mouth, and you put the line in there, and you crunch them shut with your teeth.
Yeah, I do that all the time.
Yeah.
All the time, I know.
Yeah.
And then I think about that and go, I'm putting a big hunk of lead in my mouth and squishing it with my teeth.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt you.
Hasn't killed me yet. Although we are not medical doctors.
Yeah, your brain development's been long stopped.
We're not medical doctors and don't give medical advice, so I wouldn't take it from us.
Yeah, I wouldn't maybe teach your kids that, but, you know, they'll be fine. Not. Tungsten, you know, is the name of the game, but don't chew on that. That's hard on teeth.
Exactly. No, and I honestly, now with tungsten, man, I can't imagine using a lead jig in the winter. It seems kind of like, I mean, they're just...
Yeah, I would say I've slowly phased out most of my lead for tungsten, not because, unfortunately, I should, I suppose, be much more concerned for the environment, but more just because it works better. And I think that's the key, honestly, to all of that, right, is that if you want people to make a switch from something that you think may be not as good for the environment, if you present as good or better option, people make the switch without much pushing.
Yeah, absolutely. Make it seem a little cooler. Make it seem like the thing to do. Or, I mean, tungsten is just the way to do it. Although I haven't made as big of a switch to the summer fishing, but.
But I don't use a lot of weights in the summer fishing, you know, other than if you're bobber fishing.
Yeah, I don't know. I got into some different kind of spinning rigs and stuff this summer trying to catch fish. So I was using some lead weights, I wouldn't say bigger lead weights, but I wouldn't call it a Lindy rig, but they were like spinner rigs.
But this is an ice fishing show, so I really don't care.
Oh, yeah. All right. We don't use those in the winter.
Back on track. Dang it. Come back. Come back.
Okay. All right. So.
That's a separate show.
That's a separate show. All right.
This is the Hard Water Fishing Show with Jeff and Jason.
So gear. I feel like we could go on and on for gear, and I don't know, maybe we should wait and talk about gear a little bit more in the future. I don't know. What do you think, Jay?
Well, you know, I think this is our first show of the season, so we want to kind of talk about what we're going to be covering over the next season, right? So we're going to revisit, take out your paper and pencils so you can help us remember this. I think we need to talk about ice augers.
People use that still?
Yeah, they do. Mainly back of envelopes and stuff, I think. That's what I use. But I think we need to talk about ice augers again. I think we need to revisit the electric ice augers now that it's been another year and there's a lot more data on how they're used. I think we need to have a show about that.
I agree.
I think we need to talk about these crank-down ice houses some more. Because those sure
I know
are
a little bit more about those than
you do. You have some additional insights into those. Yeah, I think electronics bears some more conversation as far as what type of flasher and or LCD type fish finder people are using. I think that bears some conversation.
I saw some of those really fancy ones that Garmin has out now.
Yeah.
Check some more things out about those.
Yeah. I think ice shacks, there's been some new developments in ice shacks that are pretty cool. Like the portable ones, not the Bob houses, but the portable ones.
Not the Bob houses. And it wouldn't be a new ice fishing season if I wasn't shopping for an ice shack, so I am kind of looking for a one man this year. I think a one man. So
yeah. And I think we need to talk about like tactics big time. Maybe focus more in on you know walleye tactics and early season, late season, mid season, shallow water, deep water, lakes, because those seem very different. Clear water.
I agree. We
water.
Need to target some burbot again this year. We didn't really catch one. I didn't catch a burbot last year. We had a whole episode about them, and we didn't catch one.
We did not. None were caught. So yeah, I think you know. And I also would love to hear from listeners about hey, what should we ramble on about on an episode this year? What's really got you wondering about ice fishing and what's a topic you would like to hear us delve into on this show? I think that'd be really cool to listen to what, you know, to expand on something the listeners are want. We should maybe experiment with polls this year, like do a poll on our Facebook.
Yeah.
For all this. I think, what do we have, like 16 people that follow us on Facebook?
Yeah, maybe 17.
17, but, you know, they're the ones that get to make the decisions because they're showed up. So, you know, you got to vote early and vote often if you want to do that voting thing. My kids, my kid figured out they do like athlete of the week for the school. Have you heard of this? Like, does your guys' school do that? Yeah. And so
I'm sure we
do. I don't know. Kind of the geeks and nerds, God bless them, they run the world of the school, created a macro, whatever that is. For the news station's website, so it voted continuously. So the kid got like 2 million votes, you know. But other schools were doing it too because some other of these small schools had like 1.5 million votes, you know, for athlete of the week. So don't do that, you know. So even though we only have 17 listeners, if someone sets up a macro, we could have like 2 million votes for a particular topic.
So it's not how good your athlete is; it's how smart your coding club is.
Yeah, it's how good your tech team is.
It's true.
Yep, true story. True story.
I really want to deal. One thing I want to talk about this year is I really this coming from the guy who has a wheelhouse, but you know, lightweight ice fishing, I still like have kind of a thing for this. Like, what, how little can you get away with? Could you ice fish with only fan mail as clothing? And
no, the answer is no. You're on your own.
Okay. Well, if you can't ice fish with your fan mail, there must be a dozen suits out there now, that float and don't float and do all kinds of things. Everybody's got a suit or three out now. So I think those will be interesting.
Have you seen these battery powered coats?
Yeah.
The lithium coats, they got like a battery and then yep. they kind of warm your core. Boy, I'm sure pondering. I mean, because you think of the amount of bulk you could get away with, you know, you'd reduce that right. bulk, which when you're already, how do I say this, a plus sized fellow, it's kind of nice to reduce some of that bulk so you can put your boots on.
Yeah. I've become a little more plus sized this summer. I don't know what happened, but.
So, yeah.
God, these pants shrink again. Gosh.
Well, they do that. They do. The heat does that sometimes. So you
these are out of style. I got to get rid of them.
Yeah. Yeah. The other thing I think we're going to try to do this year is bring you some more interviews. Right? We had talked about that, of getting people that actually know things on the show. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that would be good. I it's good to get a few experts in here instead of just weekend warriors.
So, yeah.
So, yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I think that, you know, and we have found, at least I've found, like, some of these people, they're so willing to just share information. You know, they really Absolutely. Do want to share their craft with us. And yeah, and my intent is to make it up to the big ice fishing show this winter. So we'll see if that pans out. Oh,
that's like
out.
The, it's like the event of events, the St. Paul Ice Fishing Show. I mean, there's lots of events going around, and my Facebook was blown up with all these different events they have going on. And I know you have one locally, mm-hmm. kind of Jay, that you
yep,
go to.
Yep, I'm gonna go to again.
But yeah, the St. Paul one is crazy. Like, you know, everybody's like packed like sardines in that place, and I love seeing kind of the new gadgets and just talking to people. And you know, usually you get to talk to some of the kind of famous ice fishing guys are there, and you know, you can pick their brain. And I actually did this as we get into our trick or trap. I can talk a little more about that, but you know, those guys are always willing to talk.
This is the Hard Water Fishing Show with Jeff and Jason.
Jeff and Jason.
All right, so are you ready to get into the topic of the day?
Yeah, let's do that. So what was the thing All that right. you saw that you liked the best out of this? Because you got to see everything in person, which is way cooler than what I get to do is look at pictures.
Yeah, so I would definitely say they're the first set of pictures. He agreed that he might do an interview with us, so I think... we'll get him on to do an interview, but his name was Paul, and Paul had probably the most tricked out ice shack there. So he had a TV, not a big TV, but this is a two-person otter flipover, like a bigger one, but not a permanent, right? So he had a small TV, and this would all fold up. I don't know if you can see that TV in the picture.
Yeah, I am. I'm looking at this. Connected to that diamond plate.
Yeah, so that diamond plate thing came off, and you can see some pictures. We'll make sure to get these out there, but
that's pretty cool.
So he can still fold it up. So he's got that, which was something I've never seen a TV in a portable ice shack before. I've seen my wheelhouse has one, and it's a little bigger than this, but for a portable shack, that's pretty impressive.
Well, as many fish as you catch watching TV wouldn't really, I mean, you wouldn't miss much.
No, you wouldn't. It'd be like
me neither, to be honest.
Yeah. But at least you can watch the football game. Yeah. Or I don't know what in this case looks like a I don't know what in the picture it looks like a lion.
It's like a walrus or something. I don't know what kind of crap he's watching. But okay, what's the next picture of? It's like a
it's not an otter. He's got an otter sticker on the camera. It's not an otter. It looks like a lion or something. I don't know.
What's the next picture of? What is that thing?
All right. So this again was Paul, and so this is like a piece of wood that he has affixed in the back there, and he has what do they call those, broomstick holders?
Yeah.
That's what you call that, right? Like a metal holder.
So you put fishing rods
and on those there? Are where he puts his, yeah, put your fishing rods on there. And then the top is flat, so you can put stuff on it, and it flips up and down. It's just a piece.
So does that hold his rods when he's in transport, or is that just something he gets there, then he sets up all his little rods in his little rod holder?
I'm pretty sure that's more of a transport thing. Although, you know, thinking about that, oh, you know what? I'm totally wrong. Gosh, talk about misinformation.
Fake news.
That's fake news. Those weren't for his rods. Those are for his poles for his ice shack. So you know how they roll around in the bottom of your ice shack?
Now that I like, around? Yeah.
So he said all of his poles stick on there, and then they don't roll around, or you got to dig them out of the bottom of your
okay.
ice shack. So those broom hand, you know, you can stick your
poles. Well, that makes a lot more sense than the first thing you said.
Well, it's been a little bit since we did this, so.
Yeah, no, that yeah, makes, that's what those my ice shack has one pole. So I don't probably need one of those.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm just going to, I could say something really bad. I'm just going to.
Just one good pole is all you need, buddy. What's this next, moving on? What's the next one of?
A golf club with a really big treble hook on the end.
Golf
club. And what that is like a gaff.
Okay.
So. No. I mean, I.
Well, that's multi. Not a huge. Expands your golf club to multi-season, I guess.
I mean, I don't know if it would be my choice and something that I would pack yeah. along. But, you know, I mean, it's interesting. It's homemade. And then that other part is just a bump board for measuring your fish.
Okay.
You know, you put it in the end, and it's a piece of PVC pipe.
I like this next one. The PVC pipes with sand, I'm assuming, and caps to weight down the edge of your ice shack when there's no snow.
Yep. So you don't have to. Yeah, no, there's no snow, or you don't have to hurt your ice shack with snow. And they're not sand. So he told me that this is a PVC pipe with a little handle on it and two caps. I believe he said he put some kind of beans in there. I want to say like kidney beans or I don't know. We'll have them on and he can.
Why would he put beans in there?
I know. Doesn't that seem weird?
If that thing gets wet, it's going to grow.
Maybe it wasn't beans, but it was not sand. I remember we specifically talked about this, and he said he didn't want to use sand because what if one of them breaks? You're going to get sand on the ice. Now you're going to take your ice auger, drill a hole, and kill your blades.
This guy's next level then. Like,
oh, yeah. I mean, this is thought.
That's pretty
I mean,
next level you know, to might, think, okay, if this breaks, I would have to move so I didn't get sand on my auger, and I don't want to have to move, so I'll use beans.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
cool. I look
forward
to
just for you, but then the next guy might say, you know, he gets his auger all gunged up in the because like those laser blades, like I have on my ice auger, you know, if they hit sand,
oh yeah, game
you
over.
Need new laser blades.
Okay. Yeah, okay. So then we move on to ramps.
So he had one of those for each corner.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think did you see the snow bear in the background?
I did. Yeah, we need one of those. We would offer for our listeners, I would say, if there's a snow bear dealer listening, perchance, we don't do endorsements very often, if at all, but we would maybe be willing to do so for a snow bear.
Yeah, I mean, if I had to tough it out and like test drive the snow bear.
Yeah, for a season. Just for a couple seasons, three seasons or four seasons to make sure we like it. Okay.
When we get too old, we're just going to get one of those.
I am going to get one of those. Absolutely. Those things, oh my gosh. That's a whole other show, but moving on.
We got distracted by the snow bear, and we'll get these pictures out there, but the one thing, he had some ramps, which I thought was cool, on his pickup, and he had a way to crank his ice shack up there, because clearly we've left the lightweight ice shack.
With when half of his construction I'm looking at is diamond plate, yes, I would say weight is not a consideration at the moment.
No, but he had like a little crank like for a boat winch to like pull his ice shack up the ramps and get it in the back of the truck.
Cool.
The interesting thing that I was kind of jealous of is this pickup truck is a dedicated fishing pickup truck. It's not his daily driver. This truck, its purpose is for ice fishing.
Does he have tracks for it?
No, it's just a pickup truck.
Okay.
But you know, when you want to go ice fishing, you just get in the car, turn the key, and go ice fishing.
Mm-hmm.
There's no packing. There's no, right? It's ready to go. So I thought that was kind of cool. All right. Do you see this picture?
Which one? The bucket one?
The next picture?
Nope. I kind of got bored and moved forward while you were talking.
So this is the same ice shack. Do you notice the antenna?
Yeah. Is this for his TV?
Yeah. Yes. I mean, it's significant. I mean, this thing's like 10 feet tall, wouldn't you say? I don't know how tall that thing is.
But yeah. I don't think this is a run and gun fellow.
No, but not everybody is.
No, he's clearly not. Hang on while I deploy my TV antenna.
So you notice he has a hard floor in here, too.
Yeah,
you might
have
not noticed in the pictures, but he's got a plywood floor with the catch covers. Mm-hmm. So, all right. So that was Paul, and maybe we'll get Paul on to talk a little bit more about the details of his ice shack. But
and Paul, if you're listening, I am really impressed with the amount, with what this stuff is. It's just a whole nother thing. My brain doesn't work like this.
Yeah, it's cool, and it was very well thought out, and wasn't year one. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you can tell there's been some experience here, and I thought it was cool. So, so the next thing was the bucket. I thought this was interesting. They just kind of had, I guess diamond plate is the thing to use. Is there an advantage to diamond plate?
I think it's, what I would say is it's easy to get a hold of. You can buy chunks of it, like at Menards or different places. And it's not going to corrode or rust. So that's probably why he's using it. It's because I've looked at it for working on a trailer, and it's easy to find. Gotcha. And it's easier to find, let's say, a sheet of a piece of a stainless or something like that. It's much cheaper than that. So,
gotcha. And just so you know, we've moved this bucket picture with a steel. We've moved on from Paul's ice shack. This is a different person's ice shack. So this is not his on the outside.
Okay. So bucket keeper. What's this next one with the sled half?
So this is just a Smitty sled, right? Okay. So it's skis, metal. I would say a Smitty sled, but with none of the benefits of folding up, kind of.
Yeah.
Maybe it does fold up. So, but, you know, Smitty sled, we have to build these this year, Jay. We should both build Smitty sleds just because.
For what?
Well, then you can haul your portable sled on it.
It already is a sled.
But it rides above the ice, and it's easier to pull.
I got enough horsepower, buddy. No, I should build one.
Well, we'll have a race. It'll be like episode 12 or 14.
A race.
I'll build a Smitty sled with my shack on it, and you not my wheelhouse.
Yeah, see, you pull that. Shack. No, I think what would motivate me to build a Smitty sled is if we have a lot of snow.
Yeah.
But if we don't
last year?
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah. If we don't have a ton of snow, then I probably will remain unmotivated.
Yeah. So, and this is just like, you notice here in this next picture, this is the Smitty sled with the diamond plate bucket holder. And then it has a diamond plate 5-pound LP gas holder. And then kind of the lightweight drill. But he's got like an extension on his ice shack to hold the ice auger.
Yeah. I think that's something I keep struggling with, and if I do anything to my ice shack this year, if I get in the constructive mood, it will be to build some sort of an auger rack on that, because I hate throwing that auger. You know, no matter how careful I am, I end up crushing something, or, you know, when the seats get super cold, they get kind of easy to crunch, and I've done that, and it irritates me.
I agree. And this is the drill thing, which I would love to have this kind of rig for early ice, but, you know, I have to budget my ice fishing gear. I can't have a first 2 weeks of ice fishing gear in the second 2 weeks as much as
you can. So, I mean, you can.
You're right.
Nothing's something is preventing you, but, I mean.
Yeah. You mean marriage versus divorce?
Well, you know, eventually they're going to ask you, what do you want for Christmas? And then you just tell them, I want this, and maybe you'll get there.
It's true.
So.
Yeah, it's possible. It's possible. All right. I thought this was interesting. It's like a hose clamp with a little metal bar to hang some of your doodads and gadgets. Like, well, is there a towel and a lanyard? I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess that's interesting.
That's kind of cool.
I mean, I don't know if that, like, totally moves the needle for me, but, you know, a piece of metal to hang something on is probably better than losing it down a hole or...
So it looks like he's got... The next one's a picture of a grate to put your feet on so they don't get cold.
Yeah, so that's just like a wooden grate. So I guess that's nice. And a bucket. Certainly the first one we saw was the most exotic.
Yeah. Is this next one like a picture of like some artificial structure or something? Like a TV
I think
from
it's
the 70s?
Like yeah, you would think the 70s, but it's probably from like 2010.
Yeah, probably was, actually.
Yeah, you know, they used to be like...
And why saying this, I am jealous. I'm just saying I don't have one, so...
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, some wooden boxes. I do agree that elevating your electronics certainly is nice. I mean, we do stare down at your Vexilar straight down for many hours on end, and it would be nice to have it up higher.
Yeah, I started putting mine up on a 5-gallon pail upside down.
Right, which is definitely nicer.
I do like that.
You can put them out, yeah. I would like it eye level, like you could just sit up there and I don't know. Anyways. So, and that has that structure on a string, which was really popular a couple of years ago. You know, so they have the camera with the cable, and then there's like, you know, some kind of salad attached to it. But, you know, I know that was a big deal for a while. So,
yeah, if you're putting down structure, you're clearly not running and gunning if you're building houses for the fish.
No.
Which there again, I'm not knocking that approach because clearly it works for this person. No. Otherwise, they wouldn't do it. And they know more than I do. It's just different. You know, everybody does.
Yeah, no.
There's a lot of roads to the same frying pan.
Yep. And I just like to see the different stuff. I mean, if everybody went out there in a clam two-man flip over with the same heater and the same ice fishing rod, it just wouldn't be as fun.
It'd be so boring.
Right? You gotta have some.
Is this somebody's, this next one, is this someone's ice shack?
Yeah, can you believe
this
that?
This is like a store.
He's got like...
This is super impressive. Like,
well, the first, yeah. And that board like flips down, right? So what we're looking at is there's a board like to make your ice shack flat. So like the tub just has a
holy cow
top on it. And then he has like, I don't know, how would you describe this, Jason? Like... You know when you go in somebody's garage and they outline all the tools?
Yes, that's exactly what it is. He's got pegboard and little keepers, probably like little, they look like little elastic keepers on a lot of it.
Yes, yep.
This is impressive. Wow.
I know, and it looks so nice. And like you have all your rods with the rod holders and tip-ups and all your tools like scissors.
You couldn't steal any from this guy without him knowing you took it.
Because you know it has a spot.
Like, where's the thing? There's a spot. Wow.
Yeah, it's missing.
Wow.
I know it's impressive, isn't it? Like, I thought it was impressive. So we'll put this picture out there.
This one's real. He's got I like the boat seats, too.
Yeah.
That's a...
This, again, is not ultra-portable, probably just... somewhat portable.
I don't, you know, nothing in here. I'm looking through some of these pictures. Nothing in here is overly heavy, though.
No, it's not. This actually wouldn't be. You can see there's like aluminum extrusion for a frame around the...
Yeah, this is in a Fraybill shack.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Because they have the Fraybill sticker.
It's probably really boring to our listeners as we're kind of geeking out on this and they're not looking at the pictures.
Well, but we've
got to put the pictures up. So then when you listen to the episode, you need to go to what are we going to put them on, Facebook?
Well, yeah, we can put them on Facebook. I can put the link out here too, to the whole gallery.
So. Yeah, and then you can follow along and you can look at what we're looking at. So we're looking at the one with the boat seat and the pegboard stuff. And this is super impressive.
You remember in grade school when they would have you didn't watch the film, like the film came on the reel-to-reel thing, but they had the film strip.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember those?
Mm-hmm.
So they would like put a tape in the machine, and then they had the film strip, and it would like talk, and then the next slide would come on, and they'd talk about that slide. That's how you need to enjoy this episode. You need to like bring up the pictures and then listen like the film strip.
Yeah, we should have numbered them, but this way you'll have to listen to the episode a couple of times to figure out what we're talking about. This, you see the suffix line he's got all lined up there and ready, yeah. No pun intended, and ready to go. Yeah, okay, cool. You really need to all check right, that so, one out. And that one is...
this is the bottom. Look at the bottom of the shack. Has all kinds of look compartments,
yeah.
And caddies and stuff in it.
Wow.
Well, look at that like gripper to grab the fish. You see it has like... Yeah, it's like a to grab the fish.
Yeah, I sent Oli one a thing like that when he. It's a grip. That's for like sweet. When you're old or disabled and you can't lean over to pick stuff up. Or me when I'm wearing my coveralls, I need one of those. Yeah,
that's probably what it's for.
Dang it!
All right,
I dropped my shoe.
Yeah, they had the boat seats.
Wow.
So this next picture, this is a tip up, and this inspired me for tip ups. So it's a wooden box, right? Mm-hmm. With the kind of flag and stuff, but it's fully enclosed, fully insulated.
Yeah.
Has little candles to keep the water hole open. I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah, it is cool. So, I bought a new candle for my box we made last year. What are we looking at?
I'm just kind of flipping through. Oh, so the end here, I took a picture of the snow bear on the inside just to remind you.
Oh, that looks so comfy. God.
Two benches, a little driver thing. You can fish. It comes down.
I'm going to cash out my retirement fund and buy one of these bad boys.
That's what it's going to cost, Jason.
I know. I'll have to live in it, but it might be worth it.
So that's what I saw at the Trick or Trap. So we'll get these pictures out there, and you can walk through them, and hopefully you're excited to check them out. So
that's very cool. All right. So let's see. We should keep moving. For a short episode, we're getting long.
Oh, well, hopefully we didn't dwell too long on these pictures. We'll put them up there. We haven't really done that before, but it just was kind of a visual thing since I went to that. So, all right. You ready to get into the legend, Jason?
Yeah, I want to talk about, before we go into legend, let's talk about legends. So we've had 2 years of legends we've shared. And we've done, what, 20-some episodes, right?
Yeah, I think 24, 23, 24.
Well, we've been doing our annual ice fishing trip for a little over 20 years, at 20 years. So,
it's over 20.
We're kind of at the end-ish of our legends. We can start rehashing or going into nuance. So which we will if nobody sends us anything. So we'd like you guys to do is send us your legends. Send us your stories that are just... You know, either the most incredible thing that's ever happened to you, ice fishing, or the funniest thing, and we'll read them here on our show. In lieu of that, if nobody does that, we're going to start, and maybe even if you do, we're going to do a couple episodes this season where we will give you two legends, one of which is true and covered in a previous episode, and one of which is false, and you'll have to figure out which is true or false, and the first right answer will get some sort of a prize that Jeff gets to buy. So it's pretty cool.
Oh, I get to buy more prizes?
You do, yeah. Right. Yeah.
So we're talking about really, really fancy prizes like stickers.
Yeah, stickers or we could send you our empty beer cans from the week's episode or something.
Ooh,
like that,
yeah.
You know.
We could sign them.
We could sign them. There you go. That I'm sure there's a value there. 5 cents if you're in Iowa.
Well, maybe four if we sign it.
Four if you sign it because it's defaced. So, yeah. Oh, man. I tell you what, it's good to be doing this show again.
Gosh.
I did see ice yesterday.
Ooh.
I could put a picture of it on. I have a smoker outside and some water collected on the top of it because I was too lazy to put the cover on, which that shouldn't surprise you. But there was ice on it. It was that cold here in Iowa yesterday, or 2 days ago, I think it was.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Super cold. So
this is the Hard Water Fishing Show with Jeff and Jason.
Jeff and Jason.
All right, you can do the legend, Jeff?
Yeah, so this is not our legend. So this actually we got last year, and I was going to get it on one of our shows, and I don't know. I guess they just never made it. So this is...
Well, hang on. You have to read it in the voice you would imagine this guy to have. It's like you have to do a character.
Okay.
Yeah, you have to do a characterization. Oh, so we'll see what kind of acting ability you have.
I was actually thinking that maybe... Because there's two people in this legend.
Okay.
And that maybe... You should be one, and I should be the other.
Okay, which one do you want to be?
So there's Jimmy and Ryan in this story.
I really feel like you're a Jimmy.
All right. So that's who wrote this is Jimmy. So I'll be Jimmy.
I'll be Ryan.
And you can be Ryan.
All right. I'm ready.
All right. So we'll just kind of reenact this.
Got it.
So, you know, I love this show, like everybody should. And so I got to tell this legend that happened to me. Being Jimmy last year. So I was out on Pelican Lake with my friend, oh boy, Ryan. He's such a close personal friend. I almost forgot his name there for a second. But Ryan, I mean,
you always were a jerk like that.
Yeah. Ryan and I go way back. So we decided one day we're going to go fishing on Pelican Lake for crappies. Although nobody really told us that, hey, there's no crappies in this lake anymore. There's just northerns. But eventually we'd figure that out. So we get set up, and the pike move in after about an hour, right? And then we start just pulling in pike one after another. I mean, they're just like jumping out of the hole. And so just as I pull one through the hole, my buddy Ryan, what do, Ryan?
I said I got one, and I set the hook like the rock star I am.
Like the rock star.
I stood up, and I yanked my pole over my head, right? At the same time, yeah. Then Jeff, or Jimmy.
Oh, why am I fish out of the hole already? And my fish had wrapped around his line. And, ow, he set the hook right into my finger.
Yeah, because you had the hook, and then I set my line, and then the hook went into your hand.
I mean, you didn't just set it. It was above your head.
Like a rock Ryan. Star. Oh, then so I panicked. Dude, I'm so sorry. What should we do? Do we need to go to the ER? What are we going to do? This is all in caps.
Calm down, Ryan.
Oh, see, we have these characters completely backwards.
Yeah. Oh, you mean compared to you and I?
Yeah, exactly.
Calm down, Ryan. I'm just going to push this hook through my thumb, and I'm going to cut the barb off, push it back through my finger, tape it up, and we're going to fish for the rest of the day.
Oh, and I just bought that lure, said Ryan. That is a great story. So to recap, basically the one guy caught a fish, right?
Yep.
And then he was taking the hook out, and the fish, though, had wrapped around the other guy's line. So when he went to pull the fish up, the other guy thought he had a fish and set the hook like a rock star, jamming that hook back into the other dude's hand.
Into Jimmy's hand.
That's all. I mean, that is a great story. I love it. That is great.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good story.
Send us stuff like that. This could happen to us. This is a plausible story. It's awesome in the fact that it's not common, but very plausible.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All right. Well, I guess that'll do it for season 3, episode 1. Hopefully that wasn't too weird. We've never done a legend like that before. So it's been great getting back into it, Jay. And I don't know if you have any parting words.
I just want to thank everybody that listens to the show when it comes out, and we really appreciate your support, and it really makes the show a lot of fun. Otherwise, it's just talking to Jeff, and that sometimes is fun, but not always.
Sometimes.
All right. So cheers. Thanks. Have a good night.
Bye. You've been listening to the Hard Water Fishing Show with Jeff and Jason.
Say goodbye.
One of the most unique podcasts on the planet. Where we talk about tactics, gear, and ice fishing legends. We'll be back soon.
Bye-bye.
Till then, signing off.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.